Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is John Corcoran. John is a former White House speechwriter for Bill Clinton and a master at developing relationships with the right people. Much of his work with clients focuses on leveraging relationships to advance your business. He's been recognized for his expertise by Forbes, Newsweek, Huffington Post, American Express, and many more publications. So with that list of excellent credentials, welcome, John. I appreciate having you here today.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, great. So my one question for you is, what's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
Sure. And, you know, this is a great question because I literally just got back from a gathering and I'm going to another one tomorrow. And my answer is getting together with other smart entrepreneurs in person, in the flesh, to be able to exchange ideas, you know, exchange strategies, learn what's working today. Other people who are walking in your shoes who are doing the same thing as you, there's really no substitute for getting together in person with other smart entrepreneurs. And it's just going to accelerate your progress. No amount of being on social media, no amount of being, you know, in your office by yourself is ever going to substitute for the value that you get from doing that. And I have young kids, so I'm very conservative about when I travel, how much I travel, but I would say that to anyone, you gotta make the sacrifice. You sometimes have to go out there and be out there with other business owners, other people who are in your industry, in your field, whether it's locally or nationally, internationally, because there's just no substitute for that.
I agree. And you know, it's funny because a lot of times when subscribers on my list hear that I'm going to an event, they say, well, you still pay to go to events? Nobody's ever done learning and nobody's ever done connecting. I mean, there's two components to what you said. There's the learning aspect. There's so much you can learn from other people, but there's the human connection. So you don't feel like you're adrift on an island by yourself and you're connecting with really good people.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, as for paying for things, you don't value what you don't pay for. I've noticed that with myself. You know, you get something free, you don't value it quite as much. If you put your money down, you're more likely to take action. You're more likely to execute. You're more likely to show up. All those things are important. You know, it's funny. I've noticed this because we've organized live events and I've attended lots of live events. And I noticed the true players, the people who are constantly, as you said, learning, evolving, gathering knowledge. They don't stop going to events. They don't stop paying to go to events. Sure, they might get in to free to some events. That's true. But if they're constantly up-leveling their game, if they're constantly wanting to be with a larger crowd, a crowd of people who are going to challenge them, then sometimes you do have to pay in order to be in that room. And that's some of the best money that you can spend for your business.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at people and they'll spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on, you know, some course, and that's great. But when you can spend the similar money or even less, like I paid to go to your event here in San Diego when you were here, and it was great. It was a room full of a couple hundred really top level business owners and entrepreneurs. I got to meet a number of people who I've communicated with for years, but never met in person.
Yeah.
I got three or four great ideas from people. Number of people introduced me to other people who had valuable ideas for me. I tried to introduce as many people as I could to others who would be a good connection for them. And just the level of synergy and energy, it just can't be matched by taking a course.
And those are all really smart strategies. I say to people, look, when you go to something, especially if you're spending some money to go to it, and tomorrow I'm flying from San Francisco to Los Angeles for the day, going to be back in the evening just for a one-day meeting to meet with some people there and to attend a gathering. And you want to make your money go as far as possible. So one of the things that I recommend is take it further. Like, you know, first of all, keep track of every new meet there. And then follow up afterwards, you know? I mean, see if you can just schedule a no-agenda virtual cup of coffee with that person a week, a month later with some of the people who you met there, the people you connected with, because that's going to take that relationship further. And then you're going to be able to figure out, okay, is there a way that we can do business together? Is there a way we can refer business to one another? Is there someone else that I can introduce you to, or you can introduce me to? That's where real opportunities, that's where the value really continues to snowball, because you've taken it even further from that one day, that one event.
Yeah. And if I can just add to that, you go with the intention of just being present and being of service to others. If you're going just looking for your own connections, I mean, there's almost an energy that gives off that's off-putting.
Yeah.
So I go and I look around and I say, gee, here's so-and-so. I don't think they know her over here. Let me introduce her and see. And then after a while, after I've done five or six of those, I may look around and say, geez, there's somebody here who I want to meet. And then I'll ask people I know if they know that person and they can introduce me. But I always try to make five or six introductions of other people first. And when you do, it also sparks a great conversation. So everybody benefits from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, what's most important is to get to know people on a fundamental, more human level. A lot of times, sometimes people want to just jump straight to business. That rubs me the wrong way. It rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You know, it makes things kind of icky and they feel like transactional. It's much better to get to know people as a person. I don't know if I told you this story before, but when I was working in the White House, at the end of my term at the White House, I'm on my way out, and we went down to do this, to watch the president record an address, a speech in the Oval Office. And there was a crowd of like 50 or 60 people there. And afterwards, I had an opportunity to talk to President Clinton at the time. And we had a conversation, not about policy, not about world events or anything like that, but about old Western movies. Old Western movies. And so I say to other people, look, that's how you connect with people. You know, it's not just like jumping straight into business talk. It's by having a personal connection with them. I know, for example, you, one of your personal passions, one of your personal hobbies is photography, right? Photography,
absolutely. Right? Yes.
So, you know, if I run into Bob, I'm like, hey, Bob, how's the photography? You know, you gone out, you done any good, you know, shoots lately? What's the latest on that? And I want to know. And you know, and that's going to create a more powerful connection. And then you bring someone else into that conversation. Turns out someone else has a passion about photography, or their sister's a famous photographer or something like that. It just becomes a lot more interesting conversation.
Or whatever their passion is, because when you get people talking about their passion, you can get to really know them. You can see just where, you know, what really drives them, things that they're just so happy to do that it lights them up. And it's a great way to get to know people.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Well, great. Well, John, as usual, this has been fantastic. So let's wrap up by letting me ask you, how do people find out more about you and what you do?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks so much. You know, I have two homes on the web. Smart Business Revolution is my blog and podcast, and I share how to build better relationships in business. And then also Rise 25 is my business that I run with my business partner, Dr. Jeremy Weiss, and we do small curated events for entrepreneurs and bring people together, as Bob mentioned, in person at different conferences throughout the year. So you can learn more about us at either of those spots.
Yeah, and I suggest you do, because I've only gotten a small taste of it when I went to the Rise 25 event, which was just a short, you know, 2-3 hour evening event, and it was absolutely fantastic. So I can vouch for what a great job you do, and I recommend everybody look into it.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right, John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, everyone.